We've got Austin Beck. He's with the Madison Blue Ribbons, goes to Clinton Prairie. Madison, thanks for coming in.
So
you're in 11th grade. You'll be a senior then, right?
Yes, I'm going to be a senior this upcoming year.
So this is your ninth year. That's almost half your life.
Yeah, it's been a really long time. I've been in 4-H for quite a long time.
What made you want to get started in 4-H?
My grandparents, we have been raising cattle like my entire life. I've been around cattle, and I've been doing beef my entire life.
Yeah. So tell us about your beef you brought this year.
So I brought two Maine heifers, and we're preparing them for show tomorrow. And they'll show tomorrow morning at 9. And we're really excited for them this year. These are probably the best ones we've had so far. And one of them we raised ourselves. We bred and raised them from a baby. And
That's going to be my next question, is how confident do you feel in what you brought this year?
Yeah, I'm really confident. We've been working them for the past, 6 months probably right now, and been making sure they're ready for the show ring, ready for preparing for the show.
I see you also have electric and woodworking. Tell me about those projects.
Yeah, so my electric project this year was a lightning counter. It's a pretty niche like idea, but being able to, I've been in electric since I started as well, and I've been able to just kind of go out and choose what I want to do, something different and interesting compared to like the structured way that it is,
right,
like the first 5 years or so. So I've been enjoying being able to create whatever I want with electric. And
are you kind of a weather nerd? Is that why you chose lightning?
No, but I just kind of thought it was interesting just to see how it works, learn about it.
That's cool. And what about woodworking?
My woodworking project this year was a nightstand. It's a nice, like, bedside table that I can use for in my room. I'm really happy with it. It turned out really nicely.
So when you do that, do you stain it and finish it off and make it look real nice?
Yeah, we stained it, polyurethane, sanding, cut all the wood. And it was reclaimed lumber, so it's like from an old barn or old factory, I'm pretty sure, but they use them.
You have any idea how many man hours it took you to build that?
Oh, probably at least probably between 20 and 40 hours would be my guess, yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping and talking to us, Austin. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
All right. Austin Beck, he's 11th grade, incoming senior, his ninth year with 4-H. As we say good morning to Lauren Anderson with the Jackson Willing Workers, a fifth-year member. You've got a lot here and a lot of your projects. Let's start with your animals, goats and poultry.
Yeah, goats are my favorite project. My papal, he owns goats, so he gives me goats to show, and usually gives me the best of the best, which I'm quite lucky for.
Papal takes care of you, huh?
Yeah, he usually gives me the powerhouse does so I can do best with them.
Have you enjoyed working with goats?
It's my favorite project. Yeah. There's just a certain feeling that you get when you go into the show ring and eye-to-eye contact with the judge. It's awesome.
That's cool. What about poultry? You into chickens too then?
Yeah, it's kind of like an extra project. We own chickens also, so I just wanted to kind of see how I did. And this year I got champion with one of my birds.
Oh, congratulations. So fashion review, photography, foods, food preservation. What is all that?
Well, fashion review, you make an outfit, or at least I do, and I go up on stage and I model for the judges, and it's pretty much all about confidence and how well you keep eye contact with the judge.
Okay, all right. What about your photography projects?
Well, you got to get a really clean, clear, crisp photo, and then you got to put it on a certain board. I do a salon print in black and white, and the judge really liked it this year.
All right, and what about foods and food preservation?
Well, foods, I usually bake something. There's certain rules that you have to follow, and this year I made a whole wheat honey bread.
Oh, okay.
And with food preservations, I made a frozen jam. I've done this project for multiple years, and it kind of gets harder each year, but this year I did pretty good.
Why did it get harder each year?
Because you got to dice these strawberries a certain way. And I haven't really been doing it right the past couple of years, but I still got champion.
Oh, nice.
But I still did good this year also.
Well, practice makes perfect, right?
Yes.
What's one of your favorite memories about 4-H?
Probably winning reserve grand champion with my goats multiple years in a row.
I keep hearing goats, 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 so that is truly your love, right?
Yes.
Lauren, thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Lauren Anderson with the Jackson Willing Workers. Grayson Stevens is here, too. Fifth year. Your fifth year showing cattle and third year in swine. How old are you?
14.
Oh, wow. So you got started early. What made you want to get started when you were, what, 9 years old?
I really did love the animals. I've always had a thing with them, and moved to Indiana and decided I wanted to show, so yeah.
Do you prefer cattle or swine, or is it a tie?
I prefer cattle. Mm-hmm. They have a way to my heart. I love them a lot, and they're just fun to hang out with, I guess.
So you're with the Sugar Creek Crickets. Is that a pretty big group? You guys work together and help each other out if you need to?
I say so, yeah. It's a good group.
Mm-hmm. And you go to Clinton Central, and I want to ask you about your best memory, Grayson.
My best memory was winning Beginner Showmanship with my steer Hoosier my first year. That was really big for me, I think, because mm-hmm. it was a hard year with him. We didn't know what we were doing our first year.
Right.
So, yeah, it was really nice to win that.
And that probably gave you some confidence for the next couple of years then, right?
Yes, it did.
Have you been to the state fair yet?
I have. I went there last year with my steers, and I am going again this year.
Okay.
We didn't do great, but it was a really good learning experience.
Well, congratulations, Grayson, and thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thank you.